Hey everybody, welcome to ArtChat TV. I just wanted to pop on here real quick. I had a few questions sent to me. These are for folks that are interested in joining my mentorship session over on Masterius. And our session actually starts on March 27th, goes from 7 p.m. Eastern time to 9 p.m. Eastern time, and it's every last Wednesday of the month. And we spend 2 hours together. We talk about your work. We talk about where it is you want to go on your journey, any questions you may have. I'll have some homework assignments that we can work through, and I will give you critiques on that. And it'll be a lot of fun. It'll just be a way, a real safe environment for us to talk about art and to really step up our commitment to our art journeys. And I'd be so happy to hear from you guys and what's going on with your art journey. It'd be so much fun. So I've had a few questions submitted about what we were going to be covering in those sessions, and I wanted to answer one of those questions today. How to set up a successful composition. Wow, deep subject. It's the foundation of your painting. It's going to draw the viewer from across the room to cross that room and look at your work, your artistic expression, if you will, what you're trying to say. Composition is at the basis of that. So what we'll do is we'll end up studying some basic compositions from Edgar Payne's book, and we'll also start looking at various ways that we can start thinking about how to guide the viewer through our paintings. I always call it how to read a painting. So basically, just real quick, I want to share a screen and talk a little bit about
that.
So this, for example, is one thing that we will go through. This is a painting by Claude Monet, naturally, of lily pads. And you can see I have these things numbered, and each of these numbers correspond to what's going on in the painting and how he directed our eye. So think about different things, actually, when you start to looking at a composition. How we want the viewer to read the painting, how we want to walk them through that painting.
It's
It's very important
very
for us to have places where the eye can rest. That is a combination of value and edges and color, but goes back to composition. So one of the things that we do, or that I do, is I take color out of the equation so that we can focus on the values of the painting. How our eye is going to travel through the painting. We can consider where we're going to put that magical color combination that makes the eye rest in one place or another. We'll talk about the golden mean. We'll talk about the rule of thirds. I particularly like the rule of thirds. It's less complicated for me than trying to figure out all those lines and everything with the golden mean. What I always like to think of focal point is there's the main focal point, and then there are these smaller focal points that lead you around back to that main focal point. So we'll have all these conversations about that. So there's a lot that goes into composition. It starts at the very foundation of your painting. Drawing skills need to be brought into that. So I hope that answers that question. But if you're into learning how to create very, very strong compositions, how to direct your eye, I mean, look at the boat behind me here. I had a number of people say, wow, I really get seasick watching that painting. That was my goal. This little schooner, that was not a ship that had stabilizers on it. So you rocked and rolled. So I wanted to get that rock and roll into that painting, and was very, very happy. When a number of people, including my good friend Joe McGurl, wrote me a note and said, wow, I really get seasick watching this painting. And like I said, that's what my goal was. And that's what those waves are talking about. And it leads you right into the boat and the sails and everything else that's going on in the sunset. And you weren't going to get a lot of rest that night. You could tell that by the ocean and how the waves are going. So all of that comes into the composition of the painting. I wasn't around when those little boats were sailing the seas, thank God. Maybe in a prior life, I don't know. But all of the composition pieces are so important to the painting, and it's such a part of the foundational part of that And it's the jump off point for when you start using color or what your color combinations are going to be, et cetera. So composition is definitely something we will cover in my masterclass, and hope that I'll see you there. So again, sign up, masterius.com, do a search for Fissler, F-I-S-L-E-R, under the mentors tab, and then check out also all the free events that Masterius has coming up. So we'll talk to you soon. Bye.